Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone. I truly thank God to be here and to be able to stand before you on this another Lord's Day. And I truly thank God for this opportunity. I realize that we are few in number today due to sickness. But thanks be to God to the few that are able to be here, and that God's word still is able to go forth this day. So I thank God for you that are here, the children that are here today, and may God's blessing be upon this service this day. Amen. And we want to thank God for Minister Jenkins giving the opportunity to still allow us to come to the house of God, to even in her absence in sickness, as well as Sister Blake and many others, Brother Blake and Sister Carol and all of those that aren't feeling well in body. But we're going to look to the Lord in prayer and open up this service, and we're going to have a service today that the Lord has set forth. And let him guide into all truth and understanding. Dear Heavenly Father, we look to thee in prayer and truly want to say thank you for the opportunity to be in the house of God once again. We thank you for allowing us to rise up this morning from beds of rest and be able to make our way to the house of God to fellowship one with another. And we truly want to ask your blessings upon this service. We ask that thou would be in our presence. And you said in your word, and you gave us a promise, that where there's two or three gathered in thy name, you would be in the midst of us. So we have faith and we're trusting this morning that you are in the midst of us. And you also told us in a promise that there was another comforter that you would send, and that he would be with us, and that he would guide us into all truth. So we thank you for the Spirit of God, and we ask that your Spirit be in this service, guiding and directing all that is said and done this day. We ask your blessings upon each and every one that is represented here this day. And we ask that thou will remember those in a mighty and a special way. Minister Jenkins not feeling well in body. We ask that thou would look down with favor upon her and bless and strengthen her and touch her where she is weak and torn down this day. We ask that thou would rebuke that spirit of sickness that's up on her body. And we ask that thou would guide and direct and see her through and continue to bless her and allow her to be encouraged that all is well here this day in the house of God. Likewise, Sister Blake, we're thankful for her services unto thee, and we ask that thou would remember her in a special way and in a mighty way. And we ask that thou would have thine own divine way in her life, and likewise continue to remember her companion that's not feeling well in body. We ask that thou would bless them in a mighty way. Together, we ask, in the name of Jesus. And likewise, Sister Millicent's not feeling well this day. We ask that thou remember her in a special way. And Sister Lawrence Seen is not here, and she's not feeling well this day. We ask that thou remember her in body, soul, body, and spirit. And likewise, Sister Carol, we don't see her today. And we ask that thou remember this loved one in a special way, and Sister Regina in a special way. There are many that are out this day, dear Father, and we look to you to send a special touch on their behalf and remember them. While they may be listening in online, we ask that thou would bless them while they listen to the service that thou hast prepared for this day. Now we ask that thou would bless Brother Levester. We see him here, and we ask that thou would guide and direct him and have him to be able to do all that you would call him to do this day in this service. Likewise, Sister Melita, we're thankful for her faithfulness and her being in the house of God this day and being able to continue to minister in the work that she's doing. So we're truly thankful for her being here. And likewise, Sister Smith, we're thankful that she's here this day and that she's ministering with the children. We ask that thou remember each and every one of them this day. Matthew, London, and Haley, and Jaslyn in a special way. Grant is here. And we did not see Olivia come in, but we ask that thou remember her in body in a special way. We truly thank you, Father, for being able to call upon thy name. We truly thank you from hearing from on high. And we ask that thou would bless your people. We realize it's a little strange that all of them are not feeling well in body at this similar time. But we know thou's able. It is not too hard for thee to touch each and every one of them individually and raise them up and strengthen them anew in body. So we ask that your mercies would go out and go forth and be with them as they listen in this day. Now have thine own divine way in this service. Many others were still maybe expecting to be here this day. Remember Sister June. We ask that thou remember her. Remember Brother Tony. Remember Sister Maria in like manner. We ask that thou would remember Sister Lillian and Brother James and Sister Kiba and Brother Joseph. We ask that thou remember them. We just thank you for the people of God, and we thank you for all that you've done for us and are doing. Now we ask your blessings upon this service. Father, we ask that you would allow this service to be done to your glory and to your honor. Have thine own divine way. Allow your spirit to rule, guide, and direct. And let us be careful to give thee the praise, the honor, and the glory for all that is said and done this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we'll have an opening song at this time. Not many here for singing, and the children are all still downstairs, but thank the Lord we're here and we're able to sing to the glory of God. And our opening song will be found on page 38, page 38 in our Evening Light. Amen. Page 38 in the Evening Light. All right. Thank the Lord. Page 38 there, Matthew. 38. Amen.
Once again
we come to the house of God to unite in songs of praise, to extol with joy our Redeemer's name, and to tell his wonders and ways. To thine house, O Lord, with rejoicing we come, for we know that we are thine. We will worship thee in the Bible way as the evening light doth shine. In the days gone by, thou hast been our stay. Thou hast led us safely on to the blessed light of the present day, where the darkness now is gone. To thine house, O Lord, with rejoicing we come, for we know that we are thine. We will worship thee in the Bible way as the evening light does shine. May our hearts, O Lord, e'er united be in true fellowship and love. May thy will be done by us here on earth, as by angels host above. To thine house, O Lord, with rejoicing we come, for we know that we are thine. We will worship thee in the Bible way, as the evening light does shine.
Yes, Lord.
May our prayers ascend as an incense sweet, and our praise accepted be. As in gratitude all our hearts overflow in a tribute unto thee. To thine house, O Lord, with rejoicing we come, for we know that we are thine. We will worship thee in the Bible way, as the evening light does shine. To the house, O Lord, with rejoicing we come, for we know that we are thine. We will worship thee in the Bible way, as the evening light does shine. Amen. Amen. Well, we truly thank God for that opening song, opening prayer. Thank you, Sister Melita. And Brother Jackson's going to now come before us and give the opening scripture that we will open with. And as he will do the services of offering prayer, we'll be taking what we have for our tithes and offerings today and going through.
Our responsive reading is going to be found in John chapter 4, verses 22-24.
Yes.
It's always good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Christ said, wherever two or three is gathered together, there I'll be also. John chapter 4, verses 22 through 24. Okay. John chapter 4, 22 through 24. John chapter 4, St. John. Get your Bible there, London. St. John, chapter 4. Get your Bible. St. John, chapter 4.
Thank you, Sister Smith, helping them get their scripture.
St. John, chapter 4, verses 22 through 24.
Amen.
Okay. Verse 22, ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews.
But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him.
Together.
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Prayer.
Okay, we are going to take a prayer request now, and got quite a prayer list of some of the regular ones that are haven't been able to shake this virus or whatever's going around. But thank the Lord that we are able to be here, and we want to take special prayer requests. Got the children here, London and Matthew and Grant and Haley. We want to them to be remembered in prayer.
Amen. Amen.
And Brother Reggie just walked in and want to remember him.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God for being here. And any other prayer requests? Bless the Lord, yes. Okay.
Keep me in your prayers, brother. Thank the Lord to be here, and I just truly want to do what God would have be done this day in the house of God, and so I truly desire your prayers that the Spirit of God rule, guide, and direct into all truth and understanding. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Reggie, you have?
No, my family.
Okay. Okay. We want to, did you have a prayer request, Sister Melita?
Yes, sir, I couldn't.
Okay. Okay. All right. Trudy, want to, Brother Byron, open up with the word of prayer. All those who are sick, God already knew this. And he says, wherever two or three are gathered together there, he will be with us. So I, too, want to remember the Blake family, the Jenkins family, and haven't seen Sister Maria or Lima Taylor. They're ill too. So, Lord, we're shorthanded here together, but we are here for one reason, and that is not to admire, but to pray for those who can't make it and not here, and a speedy recovery. And for all those on the broadcast, the phone ministry, we ask that you would we're going to pray for them also, and going to pray that the Lord will just give each and every one grace and strength to go on, and much needed rest is always appropriate for Minister Renee and Sister Patricia Blake, especially Miss my friend Brother Blake. I haven't seen Brother Tony yet. Don't know if he's going to be here, but if it's your companion has it, you probably have it too. So we're going to extend a prayer unto you, and also for all of us here. Want to pray for all those there that are in the pathway of these storms, these winter elements that are sweeping across the countryside, and my son William, he's told him I would put a prayer request in for him. He talked with him yesterday, and he told me he wasn't but 1,000 miles, though that was for me just walking down to the block. That's the way he sounded from his destination down in Washington State. But I told him to remember, you know, the golden rule for people who are traveling, especially truckers: slow down for conditions, and if you can't make it, it's better to get there safely with your cargo and give it and have it all over the roadside. So sometimes you just have to wait, and patience is a very important virtue for each and every one of us here. We all have to go through some things, so we're going to lift up our voice to prayer continue on with this service. Got up early this morning, and I asked the Lord to allow his ministering spirit to open up the church door, and now I know why.
Amen.
But it's still all here to glorify him.
Amen.
So let us look to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Father, we truly thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you have given us, that we can come before you, Lord, in prayer and in thanksgiving, giving you always first place in our hearts and our lives, dear Heavenly Father, and for direction that you give us in the salvation, dear Heavenly Father, and for everything that you do for us, dear God. And we just thank you for it, because we understand and we know that it's not our doing, but yours. We cannot outgive you in nothing that we do, my Lord, my God, but we can glorify your name and lift you up in everything that we do, Lord, even for our meditation after this day is over here at the church building. Lord, we can just meditate upon what you have done for us this day and hope all will get their portion, dear God, that comes. And bless our visitors, dear Heavenly Father, if we should have any. And remember Brother Joseph and James Allen, dear Heavenly Father, and Sister Lillian, remember her, dear God. And remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister June Webb, dear God, and she always usually come. Don't see Sister Andia, but want to lift up a prayer for her and her family, dear God, and all those that will come, dear God, and ask that you will remember the sick and afflicted all over all of our neighbors, dear Heavenly Father. They're in bereavement over lost loved ones, both far and near. Remember all the saints, dear God, in foreign countries across the waters, and even here in the church itself.
Yeah,
Lord. Ask that your blessing be upon each and every one. Bless Brother Byron. I ask that you lift him up in the word that you have given him, dear God, and send the power down, dear God, and upon him. And ask that you remember Sister Melita and her prayer request for her companion Jovi and her family members, the whole family, dear God. And
yes.
Excuse me, and ask your blessings upon her grandchildren and her Brandon, her son, dear God, and his companion. I understand that she's expecting a child, another child. Just remember her in her walk with you, dear God. Ask that you would bless Sister Millicent, dear Heavenly Father, that's down with this virus, dear Heavenly Father, can't be here.
My Lord, my Lord.
Comfort her, dear Heavenly Father, and give her the strength, dear Heavenly Father, and till she'll be able to come out. And we thank them for not wanting to, thinking about us, not wanting to share what they have with us, but they need the rest. Sometimes it takes time to get over some things there and to drink plenty of vitamin C, or what are you taking them by, oranges or orange juice or whatever, just rest. And just, you got to let some things come out. It won't come out any other kind of way. And we understand through thy word that we're going to go through a lot of afflictions and trials and tribulations, but Lord, we are able to stand and pray for one another, to lift one another up, and that's what we are doing now, dear Heavenly Father. Remember each and every prayer request. Remember Sister Smith's prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, her loved ones, and remember her in her walk with thee, dear God, and ask that you remember all the seniors and elders and the widows and the widowers and the widows indeed, dear God, and the homeless and the poor. And those are, like I said, I can't get out of these tremendous temperatures that we have seen below zero, and nobody should be out in those things. But my Lord, my God, as you made everything, dear Heavenly Father, everything is in thy hands, and you are the creator of. Lord, you can touch us, your people, and that's what we're asking for, Lord. Never, never stop praying for one another, dear God. I ask you, remember each and every family member, dear Heavenly Father, that in bereavement over lost loved ones. We haven't forgotten about them yet, dear God. And ask that you remember Brother Byron, dear Heavenly Father, again, dear Heavenly Father, his family, dear God, and all the, and his companion with him and his children, Madeline and Jacob. Ask that you remember the children again and any visits that we should have, dear God. And last but not least, dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you will remember me and give me the strength, dear Heavenly Father, to continue to walk on with thee, dear God. And remember all of my children, dear Heavenly Father, who I witnessed to, and my desire is to have all of them saved, dear God. And give me the opportunity to go and spend time with the families and William and Angela and Tina and Jada, dear Heavenly Father. And remember their, Rob, Jada's companion, RJ, dear Heavenly Father, my grandson. And thank you, Lord, for Angela and Donald, her companion, dear Heavenly Father. Remember them. And Lord, just have your way with us in this service. And Lord, we want to continue to give you the praise and the glory and honor in our life. In Christ's name I pray. And Lord, if I have forgotten someone, I just send up a prayer for them, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you remember them. In Christ's name I do pray. Ask that you bless the furtherness of this service, and we're going to give you the praise and honor and glory that you're so rightfully due. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Bless the Lord. Okay, we are here before you to lift up the morning offering. And the middle plate this Sunday is for benevolence, and the plates on each side are for your regular tithing and offering, or your special gift. But the middle plate is for benevolence. And we're going to have a special prayer for the offering, and then have you come up and place your gift that you have for the Lord.
Amen.
Father God, we want to thank you again to come before you for the offering. And I'm reminded, dear Heavenly Father, that in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 7 and 8, it says, every man as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, nor of necessities, for God loveth a cheerful giver. In verse 8, it says, and God is able to make all grace abound towards ye, that you always having all sufficiencies in all things may abound to every good work. So we thank you, Lord, as we give our tithes and gifts unto you, realizing that your storehouse blesses each and every one of us. We can never outgive you, whether it be for finance to pass on to someone else or lifting someone up in the prayer or whatever it's for, it's all to glorify you. And we just thank you for this day that we're able to come and give our tithes and other offerings unto thee. So thank you, Father, for this day and what you're doing for us and what you're going to do. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is alive. Oh, what a wonderful is glory
Amen. Thank you, Brother Jackson. While you're taking that down, we'll have another song. Page 32 in the Evening Light. Page 32. Come on, Matthew London. Get your books out. Page 32. You can help sing along, Haley. There you go. Stand up. Amen. Amen. We know that we don't carry such a tune like Sister Millicent, but we are willing to send up a joyful noise to the Lord in order to let him know that we still love him and we are here this day because he has raised us up and given us another day to be in the house of the Lord. He's given us another day. There was a time when I was sick for many days, almost a year. These are only sick for here for a few days. But I was locked in for almost a year. But we can still praise God, give God thanks, because he is able to do all things to the glory and honor of his name. Amen? Amen. Sister Melita.
There's a theme that is sweet
to my memory. There's a joy that I cannot declare. There's a treasure that gladdens my being. 'Tis the kingdom of righteousness here. 'Tis the kingdom of peace it is reigning within. It shall ever increase in my soul. We possess it right here when he saves from all sin. And 'twill last while the ages shall roll. There's a sense of his gladness before me. Of its greatness there can be no end. It is joy, it is peace, it is glory. In my heart how these riches do blend. Tis the kingdom of peace, it is reigning within. It shall ever increase in my soul. We possess it right here when he saves from all sin. And 'twill last while the ages shall roll. I am lost in his splendor and beauty. To his never-fading heights I would rise. Till I see the King come to receive me. And explore it with him in the sky. 'Tis the kingdom of peace, it is reigning within. It shall ever increase in my soul. We possess it right here when he saves from all sins. And will last while the ages shall roll. What a pleasure in life it is bringing.
Yes, Lord.
What assurance and hope ever bright. Oh, what rapture and bliss are awaiting. When our faith shall be lost in the sight. Tis the kingdom of peace, it is reigning within. It shall ever increase in my soul. We possess it right here when he saves from all sin. And will last while the ages shall roll. Amen. Thank you, Sister Melita. Thank the Lord for that selection of song. And each and every one of you that are here today, and truly thank God. Sister Smith, good to see you in the house of God, faithful to the end. Amen. Brother Tony, good to see you come in as well. Truly thank God. I was waiting for Brother Levester to get back up here. Maybe he's taking a moment, but you hear him coming, but thank God for all that he has done and is doing and blessing. As has been said, there are many that are out that are sick, but we truly thank God. Truly thank God we can be here. We can be here. The Word of God, the Spirit of God is going to go on, enduring to the end. Amen. Enduring to the end. And I truly thank God to be here today. I know that God has blessed me to be able to come before you. And as I spoke with Minister Jenkins last night, I had assured her that I had something I was working on, but I was working on it for a food pantry or possibly a Wednesday night. But you see, the Lord is choosing to use it today. Amen. Sister Kiva, good to see you come in. Amen. Thank the Lord for you being here. There's many sick that are out today. So that's why you see a little changing of the guard here. But truly thank God for being here. All right. And but truly thank God for the message that he has had me preparing or working on. And as I told Minister Jenkins last night, it was more of a teaching than a preaching is of what I do. I usually work at a teaching side of it, but we'll let the Lord allow it to teach you and speak to you and preach to you, if it be so, the Lord's will. Amen. Let us turn in our Bibles, if you have those still with you, to John chapter 4. John chapter 4, and we read verses 22 through 24. John chapter 4, and we read verses 22 through 24. And to give a little bit of the subject of the or topic of the lesson today, the study today, what the Lord would share with us in thought today, we'll read through these once again. It says, "Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Amen. And given a little topic to the, or wording to the message today or the subject today, God's chosen people. God's chosen people. And I found that in verse 22 where it said, "Ye worship, ye know not what." We know what we worship. The Lord's making note here that there are those that have an understanding of what they do worship. And there was also those that had an understanding of what they're not worshiping. And they know not. But he goes on to say, salvation is of the Jews. And we know that the Jews here are recognized as God's chosen people. And that's why the subject is God's chosen people. Salvation is of the Jews. God is looking for a chosen people. And as he went on to say, and this is where it becomes a spiritual understanding to who we are, he says, "But the hour cometh, and now is." Jesus was speaking of the hour that is come and now is. Why is it now is? Because Jesus is now here on the scene bringing this understanding of the chosen people now. Back then, the chosen people were the Jewish nation of people that started back with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But we see here Jesus is now appointing an understanding of a new chosen people. He says, "But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth." So what that means and gives us an understanding that we are, that have salvation, are spiritually Jewish people or spiritual Jews. We have an understanding that Jesus was ushering in an understanding of being God's people, which were the Jews. So we are now spiritually Jews. It says God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Let us turn over to the book of Revelations if you have your Bibles and you're following along. I do like that you follow along the word of God because, you know, the Lord said over there, the true worshiper. And if you're a true worshiper, it gives an understanding that there can be a false worshiper. But we want to be on the side of a true worshiper. Amen. Revelations 21, verses 2 and 3. And we're going to give just some thought to the understanding of God's people. Amen. Revelation 21, starting with verse 2, it says, "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. It says, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Let me read that one more time so that there's a clear understanding. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Tabernacle has an understanding of a dwelling place of God. And we see here in this scripture, it makes note that the dwelling place of God is with men. And it goes on to say, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Amen. Amen. God's chosen people. We have to be a tabernacle prepared to be for God's chosen people. Amen. Amen. Let's turn over to Acts the seventh chapter. And we're going to look at verses 48 and 49. Acts chapter 7, verse 48 and 49. We're going to try to get an understanding of why we are the tabernacle of God, why we are his chosen people. And it's going to lead us into that understanding of what he spoke of when he spoke to the woman at the well, and he said, salvation is of the Jews. Salvation has an understanding of being saved and delivered from sin. Amen. It says, Acts, the seventh chapter, verse 48, reads, howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as said the prophets, having in my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, saith the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? So the Lord's putting forth an understanding here. Once again, he says, howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Where he's going to speak on those temples as we go along, because we know there was a temple made that Solomon put together and built. But God only dwelt there in a certain way with those men. But God is going to show us how he dwells with men today in the spirit. And he went on to say, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me? That's a question. He's looking for what kind of house can you build me, saith the Lord, and what is the place of my rest? God is looking for a place to dwell, and that place he's going to give us in his word. Let us turn over to the book of Acts and stay in the book of Acts to chapter 15. Chapter 15, starting with verse 13. Amen. God wants a dwelling place, and he wants us to understand that it's not made with hands, so it can't be just this building that we've come to today that was built with hands. It's going to have to be a building of God. Amen. He says, starting with verse 13, he says, and after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon has declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. All right? God is looking for a people with his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, after this will I return and will build again the tabernacle of David. See, now what does he mean when he's speaking of building the tabernacle again of David? That's speaking of Solomon's temple that was built. David didn't really build it himself, but his son Solomon built that temple. And Solomon built that temple for the Lord. And it goes on to say, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up. The residue of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth all these things. So we see that God is building a temple for men to dwell in that is anew. The old temple of Solomon or David had, there was a ruin of it. It had to fall. It came to an end. But when Christ came, he built a new temple. Jesus said one place in his word, I will tear this down and in 3 days rebuild it. What was he speaking of? He was speaking of his death, burial, and resurrection. So he built a new temple for men to dwell in. Let's see how we must dwell there. Let us turn to Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. And I know that this is a different type of ministry, but this is teaching us and giving us a clear understanding that God has a chosen people, and his chosen people have to be spiritual and have to live so he can dwell in them. That's where his new temple is. But we're going to see what the scriptures tell us about it. But that's where his new temple is a dwelling place within men. Matthew 16:18, it says, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Amen. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. We know that Jesus Christ said to Peter at this particular time, Peter gave note to the understanding of that flesh and blood. The Lord told him that flesh and blood hadn't revealed certain things unto him, and he let him know that upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Let us look over in 1 Corinthians, because we have to know who that rock is now. All right? We have to understand clearly who the rock Jesus was speaking of he was going to build on, because some mistake it to be Peter. But he's going to let us know over in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, starting with verse 1. It says, moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant. God would not have any one of us ignorant about the understanding of his word. Amen? Amen. He says, how that all the fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. Verse 2 says, goes on to say, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat. He's speaking of manna there. All right. And let us go on to verse 4. He said, and did drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Amen. So now we know who the Lord was speaking of when he told Peter, upon this rock I will build my church. He was going to build the church upon himself. He died for us. He shed our blood for us. It only makes sense that he would build it upon himself. That's what all that work was doing, was to build it up on the strength of his death, burial, and resurrection. Amen. His suffering for each and every one of us. Amen. Let us look in the book of Luke. We have a few scriptures here to share with you, and hopefully these will enlighten you to the understanding of what God would have us to know about a chosen people and how that chosen people has come about. Amen. Luke chapter 17, starting with verse 20 and 21. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, now keep in mind what we just read. We read about Jesus Christ telling Peter, upon this rock I will build my church. And then we just read that as they followed through the wilderness, and that rock where they drank from was Jesus Christ. Now let's listen to this one here, and this helps pull it together. Verse 20, it says, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Observation means something that you can see. All right. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. Lo here or there means it has an address, let's say, 116 South Wayne Avenue or something of that nature. So he says, neither shall they say, lo, here or there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Amen. Amen. So when you come here, you bring the kingdom of God here with you. Amen. That's how wherever God's people are is where his dwelling place is. Amen. When we used to have cottage meetings over at Sister Carol's, that's where the kingdom of God was. Amen. Amen. It wasn't over here now at this place. This was just still the house of prayer. It was over at Sister Carol's house because that's where God's people were. We understand? Amen. 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 Thank the Lord. All right, let's look at Acts 16, chapter 16, verse 30. And we're going to learn a little bit about where it started, when God started the people, because he said salvation is of the Jews. So we want to understand what he meant by that. And it says in Acts chapter 16, verse 30, it says, and he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto, oh, I think I have the wrong verse. Wait a minute. 31. Yes. And he said unto him, if they hear not, nope, that's not the verse either. Just a moment. Let us look at, I was looking at, let us look at Acts 9, 3, 3 through 6. Amen. I think I wrote down the wrong verse on that other one. Excuse me for that. Acts chapter 9. I want to get an understanding of how men receive God's word. Amen. Amen. I think where I was looking at the wrong verse in the book here. Just a moment. I apologize for that. Yes. Acts 30:16. All right, 16:30. All right, he says, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? This is a part where we know that Paul was in prison, and him and Silas, and there was a jailer there. And I want to understand this of how we are to receive this understanding of being saved and where it comes from. So it has to start from somewhere. And it says, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? This jailer asked them, what must I do to be saved? This is a people that God is looking for, which are saved people. But what stood out to me is that he said, sirs, what must I do? He was looking to Paul and Silas to tell him what they needed to do to be saved. Amen. Let us look at Acts chapter 9. This is going to give us another verse of scripture that helps us to understand why the preaching is and how God's people receive it. Amen. Acts chapter 9, starting with verse 6. It says, and he, trembling, astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And then dropping down to verse 10, and there was a certain disciple, which is a man, at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And then he goes on to say, and the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas of one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man. All right? This is important that we listen to men to understand what God is going to share with us about learning about salvation. This jailer wanted to know, what must I, sirs, what must I do to be saved? When he said, sirs, he was referencing men. Here we see where the Lord is telling Ananias to go. And verse 12, he says, and has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him that he might receive his sight. We must trust in men, saints. We must trust in men, people. Because a lot of times people have an understanding or a thought to say, well, you know, that's what Brother Byron was up there saying. And that's what he was speaking of. But I don't know. I'm going to be searching this out myself. But you see, these men had to receive what the men of God were showing them. Amen. Amen. So let us look at one more verse here as we want to look at another man that was giving a message of God. It's Acts chapter 8, Acts chapter 8, starting at verse 26. Acts chapter 8, starting at verse 26, and I'm going to read just a few verses here of this. It says, and the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go towards the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopian and eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. So we realize this man had come to Jerusalem to worship. And then verse 31, if we jump down there, it says, well, we'll just read on down there so we keep the connection. It says, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto him, Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? Now, this is the part I wanted to get to. He says in verse 31, he says, and he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. We see that men have to be recognized in giving the word of God to other men. We have to receive what we're receiving today from other men. So it behooves us to listen to what the Lord would have us to understand when the Lord is trying to teach us about his chosen people. Let us turn to the book of Psalms now. Let us turn to the book of Psalms, Psalms 105. Brother Joseph, good to see you come in. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for you being here. Psalms 105 and 6. We want to stay with the understanding of God's chosen people, but we want to understand that we have to hear this and understand this because God has given it to men to teach to other men. You're not going to get some special sign from God because some dove flew across the sky and you say that's some sign, or something dropped on the sidewalk and it just missed you and that's some sign. No, God is preaching and teaching his word to men, and that's the only sign that's going to be given, is that you have to hear the word of God. Amen? Psalms 105 and 6. Psalms 105, starting verse 6, it says, O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. Amen. Now, most of you, if you Bible students, have an understanding that when we spoke of Abraham, we spoke of, and ye seed of Abraham. The Lord told Abraham when he introduced himself to Abraham that he was God Almighty, walk before me and be thou perfect. And he promised him, he gave him a covenant of a seed of people for nations to come. He says, O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. Jacob was one of the sons of Abraham. Amen. There was Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Jacob is where the children of Israel came from. And the children of Israel were the Jews, the Jewish nation. This goes back to where we opened up with the understanding of God's chosen people are Jews. Amen? So this started back with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he said, ye children of Jacob. This is our spiritual side of understanding that we are the chosen people through Abraham, through a spiritual Jews we are. Jacob, his chosen. Amen. Let us look at Psalms 33 and 12. Psalms 33 and 12. These scriptures are going to help us understand where God's chosen people started from, back with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he says, verse 33 and 12 says, blessed is the nation who God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Amen. Isn't that where you want to be? Amen. Let's read that one more time so you get a full understanding of that. He says, blessed is the nation who God is the Lord. Nations are people, okay? Nations are people. And the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. All of us want to be chosen for the inheritance of the Lord. Amen. That inheritance is everlasting, eternal life. Amen. And that's what we're serving the Lord for. Let us turn over to the book of John. The book of John. John chapter 15. It's going to continue to help us with the understanding of being a chosen generation, a chosen people of God. John chapter 15, verse 16 and 19. 16 says, ye have not chosen me. All right, this is the Lord speaking. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. This is why I'm so careful about teaching people, don't be too choosy in telling others that you got the right to choose. Because the Lord's letting us know, I have chosen you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and have ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye ask of the Father in my name, he will give it. Amen. And then he said in verse 19, if ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. Isn't that a wonderful thing to be chosen out of the world? You know, somebody come in a room full of people and they go, you come, and you come, and you come. That's a nice thing to be chosen out of that group. Well, out of this whole world, the Lord has chosen us to be his children. Amen. He goes on to say, I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world has hated you. Amen. You want to understand that hated you. A lot of times when people aren't chosen, they don't like those that are chosen. And that's just how it is. People don't like those. Yeah, I heard someone say jealous. Yeah. Why are they jealous? Because you have a spiritual inheritance coming. You live a righteous and holy life. And they're not fulfilling that. And they haven't been chosen to take that on. Jesus died for everyone, don't get me wrong. He said, many are chosen. Many are chosen, or many are called, but few are chosen is what he said. Amen? So we have to understand, all men have been called. But are you going to live so that you can be chosen to receive the inheritance that he's speaking of? Amen? There's an inheritance that the Lord is speaking of. Amen. Amen. Let us look at John chapter 15 just a little bit more, starting with verse 13. It says, greater love has no man, John 15:13, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. This is what Jesus has done for us. He has laid down his life for us. That's part of his choosing. He's choosing to lay down his life for us. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I have commanded you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. This is part of what a chosen people receive from Christ. He laid down his life for us, as well as he has let us know that we have an inheritance coming of the Father. Amen. Amen. Let us look at John. We want to understand how the Lord spoke of this being a spiritual. We want to go back to John chapter 4, our scripture reading, John chapter 4, because he spoke there about it being spiritual. John chapter 4, verse 22. It says, ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship. And that's an important thing. Do you know what you worship? Do you know what you worship? If you don't know, start learning to know, because it's important to know what you worship. You just can't worship any old kind of way or any old thing. It says, for salvation of the Jews. And that's what we've been talking about, is the understanding of what it is to be of the Jewish nation or the chosen people of God now. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is seeking those to worship. Isn't that a wonderful thing to have God Almighty seeking you out? He's seeking you out for a worshiping tabernacle, a place to dwell in. That's what we talked about earlier. He's seeking you out, so he's got a place to dwell in here on earth. Because it's not in this building that's made with hands. So he's seeking you out to dwell in you while here on earth. That's a wonder. That's a high calling. That's a high calling, people. That's a high calling, my friends. And God is seeking us out. And he goes on to say then, God is a spirit. So then we have to become spiritual with understanding of the spirit in order. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. What is truth? Let us look at John 17. John 17, 17. What is truth? It says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. That's right. His word is truth. God's word is the truth that we need for the understanding. Amen. And how do we know it's truth? We should have our Bibles open and studying it along with one another, and you'll know whether or not it's true. A lot of people aren't studying his word, and they're not understanding what is truth. The Lord speaks about having truth. I was thinking about the scripture where the Lord spoke of when he spoke about his spirit of truth. And I know that was found in John 15 as well.
God is a spirit.
No. I was speaking of where he said that he would send a comforter. And I know that was found even there in John 15 as well. Uh-huh. Yes, but let us go on. Let us go on. Let us go on with understanding that God has chosen us. Amen. Let us turn to Romans. Romans, the book of Romans. Just a few more scriptures, some scriptures to give us a clear thought of why we are a chosen people of God. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. This is very important in knowing how we become chosen people of God. We first have to be prepared of God to, in order to be chosen of God. Let's read that verse one more time and understand what he's asking of us as a requirement to be children of God. He says in verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Amen. Man has to make a confession with his own mouth and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. These are some key points in understanding what it takes in order to be saved and what it takes to become a child of God. Believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. That's where your salvation is your confession that God, from your mouth, that Jesus Christ is the Lord, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. That's why we teach the understanding of his death, burial, and resurrection. You have to have an understanding of that in order to know that Jesus just didn't die and stay dead, but he rose again so that we can have a newness of life. Amen? Amen. Thank the Lord. Let us look in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians again. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. First Corinthians chapter 15, starting with verse 1. It says, moreover, brethren, so he's speaking to brethren, all right, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand. It's important to know that the gospel is preached unto you, and that's where you have to stand. Amen? Wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved. Understand that the gospel is where your saving comes from. You can't be saved without hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ, the preaching and teaching of his word. That goes back to the understanding why we must hear from men and we must listen to other men that God has appointed and anointed to teach his word. It says, by which, verse 2, by which also ye are saved if ye keep in memory what I have preached unto you. You know, you got to keep this in memory. This isn't something you can get today and then let it slip and let it slide away and still maintain this salvation. It's being noted here that we must keep in memory what I have preached unto you unless ye have believed in vain. You know, if you allow it to slip before you get out the doorway, it's all been preached in vain, and it has not done you any good. Amen. So don't sit under God's word and not be yielding to it. God's word is something we must yield to. These are his commands. He's not just speaking these things for it to be entertainment. He's speaking these things because these are his commands. And his commands are to be met. when we spoke to our natural children in life. We weren't just speaking for entertainment. We were giving them an order of what we wanted them to do and to respect and how to handle it while in this house, while under my roof. And that's why the same way with the Lord. While we're under, if we're going to be under the roof of God, under the hand of God, and God's going to be the tabernacle of our life, then we have to be subject to his preaching and teaching of his word. Amen. Thank the Lord for it. Thank the Lord for obedience. 2 Timothy. Let's look at 2 Timothy. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting at verse 15. And Paul was speaking to Timothy here, knowing that Timothy was a lot younger than Paul. He was a youth. But Timothy was being groomed to be a minister as well. And Paul was saying to Timothy in verse 15, he says, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation." Amen. "Through faith which is in Christ Jesus." This is why we have to preach and teach the good news of Jesus Christ. But let's go back and read that verse just one more time so that we get an understanding of how he was telling Timothy about it. He says, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures." You know, thank the Lord that we have Matthew, London, Haley and Grant in here today, because they're learning things from a child, even though they may be looking a little sleep by eye right now. It's going in. The Spirit's faithful. I remember when I sat in the pews, I got heavy eye as a child. I sat right where Grant's sitting a lot. My grandmother sat over here. And I was sleepy. I was shocked, but I was getting the word of God. It was sinking in. It was hearing. Those ears are still working. All right? Those ears are still working. All right. They're learning preaching. Amen. But he's telling Timothy, "And from a child that thou hast known the holy scriptures." Not just any old scriptures, but the holy scriptures. You notice how Paul called it the holy scriptures? This lets us know it was truth. Because we know that Paul also said there would be false teachers among you, but he lets you know here the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise. You got to be wise unto salvation. You have to be wise in order to have salvation. What do you have to be wise in? Through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. You have to have an understanding. What type of faith? In Christ Jesus. We have to have in order to have salvation. Salvation is not something that is just blown off casually and, oh, they're just preaching. No, this is something that is teaching you wisdom and understanding of Jesus Christ and what his work was and what the death, burial, and resurrection represent in our lives. In order to be saved. In order to be saved. Then he goes on to say, "All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable." So this is all scripture. From Genesis to Revelation is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable. For doctrine, for reproof, for correction. You need some correction, you got to go to the scriptures. Amen. It says, "For instruction in righteousness." Now, we don't go to the scriptures for the foolishness of this world, but we go to the scriptures for the understanding of how it is to live righteous and how it is to live holy. That's what he told him early in the first verse, the holy scriptures. We're not just learning any old thing out of the Word of God. That the man, amen, that the man of God may be perfect. This is how you can be perfect once you're wise unto the Scriptures. You can't be perfect in the Lord if you've only got them halfway or a portion of the way. So he goes on to let us know that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. Amen. That's how you're going to be a tabernacle ready for God to dwell in. You have to be have instructions in righteousness and have a perfect and thoroughly furnished house that he can come in and be comfortable. He said earlier to find rest. Well, if you come in a person's house and there's no sofa in the front room, no chairs to sit on, no bed to lay down on or nothing, well, you can't get comfortable there. You can't rest there. You got to stand in the house. You go, well, you got a lovely house, but where's the furniture? Jesus spoke about an upper room that was fully furnished. This is what the Word of God is doing. It's fully furnishing us so God can come in and take up his rest. That's what he said, a place where I can take up my rest. He can't rest in no place where there's still sin. Amen. He won't sit down in there. Amen. Amen. He won't sit down in there. Amen. And let us look at Mark 13:13. In closing, I hope something has been, and I know something has been said that has spiritual knowledge and understanding, just if we'll apply it. Like Paul said, keep it with you so it doesn't go in vain. Amen. It says, Mark 13:13 says, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But this is the very important part. But he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. This salvation is not halfway there. It's not a portion of the way there. It's to the end. You may ask, what is the end? It is the end of your journey in this life. You have to stay saved as long as God keeps you in this life, in this world. You have to maintain on the course of salvation to the end of it, or till the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ once again. Amen. So let us endure. Let us know that, and ye shall be hated of all men. Let us know everybody's not going to like you for how you have to take a stand getting to the end. For all men, for my name's sake. Why is it Jesus' namesake? Because Jesus is the one that has overcome the world. And he told us to be of good cheer, that I have overcome the world. But he that shall endure unto the end, to the end it must be, the same shall be saved. Do you realize you have to make it to the end in order to be saved? Now, let's think about that just for a moment. We're not talking about living any old kind of way in this life and then getting to the end and then we think we can get salvation. No, salvation has started now and we're saved now. But this saved life, we have to continue to walk to the end. It's not just meaning that in the end is when you're going to get saved. No, you're saved now. In the end is when you're going to receive that reward of a saved life. Amen? Amen. I truly thank God for all of you, and I thank God for the understanding of a chosen people, spiritual Jews, understanding of the Jewish people being God's chosen people. We are now spiritually chosen of God, and that we have a responsibility to endure this life to the end, no matter what comes upon us. Endure means that we're going to go through something. We're going to go through something. And it may be something that may be ready to take your life. You know, I speak on that because I had cancer. And I had to endure that. But I could not give up on God. And thank the Lord I didn't, because the end wasn't yet, because I'm still here, right? Amen. 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 And he saw that. He saw that my end wasn't yet. But you have to endure it. You have to keep on trusting him. Even when things are looking grim, your sickness doesn't seem like it's getting any better, or whatever your condition in life may not seem like it's getting any better. Maybe you've been praying for your children, or you've been praying for your boss, or you've been praying for something in life and it seems like it's not getting any better. But the Lord told us we walk by faith and not by sight. So it's not what you're looking upon. I had to stop looking in the mirror at my rib cages showing, because I was so skinny. And I had to keep faith in the end. Amen? That's where salvation is. We must endure. The word endures in there because he knew there's some things that's going to come up against us that we have to endure. So let this word of God be in your hearts and in your minds today. Endure to the end, people of God. Don't stop short. Endure something. It's all worth it. Amen. It's all worth it. Amen. Thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for all of you, and I thank the Lord for your listening. And may God bless you, Brother Levester.
Would that be a sacrifice? Oh, okay. Can we stand and our worship the Lord? Turn to page 553. Give of your best to the Master. I was singing this song this morning. Bless the Lord. Page 553.
Best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth.
Till you're so fresh in your
garter, into the battle for truth. Jesus has set the example. Doubtless was he young and brave. Give him your loyal devotion. Give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your patience, full armor. Join in the battle for truth.
Amen.
Give your best to the Master. Give him first place in your heart.
Give him the bread in your
service. Consecrate every part. You shall be given. Gratefully seeking to serve him. Give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the master. Give of the strength of your youth. Glad in salvation's full armor. Join in the battle for truth. Give of your best to the master. Not else is worthy his love. He gave himself for your ransom. Gave up his glory above. Laid down his life without murmur. You from sin's ruin to save. Give him your heart's adoration. Give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the master. Give of the strength of your youth. Glad in salvation's full armor, join in the battle for truth. Amen.
You know, this song speaks of giving the best of your heart, is what it's saying, for God's use. And as we sit and we hear the word goes forth and we hear it, we are held responsible for that. Even though you don't make the decision now, we talked in our Sunday school class to the younger people and thank God that they were here. And, you know, you take this walk seriously and the old too, because salvation, you lose this, and it's just no other way to be saved. You might as well just, well, you don't have to tell him. He's going to do it, and that's Satan. He's going to take you handcuffed, hands tied behind your back, any kind of way that he can get you. He's a deceiver, and you cannot defeat him without this spiritual salvation.
Amen.
That the Lord has given to us. So, the few that we have here and all those that are still on the radio broadcast, both far and near, take it seriously. You don't have to be here at the church, but just say, yes, Lord, here I am. Mm-hmm. This day is for him. If you heard the word, that means you had a desire in your heart to make a change. Now is the time. Make the change and be strong in the Lord. So the young people here and anybody that needs prayer or help from God, there's a reason why you're here today. And those both far and near,
amen,
on the radio broadcast, take this time to get it right with the Lord. Tonight, tomorrow is not promised to us. Don't walk out of here when God is talking to you. You need help. You can come and someone will lay down and pray for you. Take this walk seriously. Yeah, I speak from example. It took me a long time to get where I am right now. And my prayer, my heart is for all of those who do not know thee and the pardons of their sins. Hope my kids are listening to this broadcast, because especially for them, I know I can only walk by example now. I can't. Everyone has to carry their own cross. So you can't fake this. God's got it fixed. Whereby this salvation, our Sunday school lesson we spoke of once more, he would shake heaven and earth. And that's for the weak ones. You can't stand with God. He sees it all. He's the creator. But his great love, take advantage of that while you have a chance.
Amen.
If anybody need prayer?
My Lord, keep me in your prayers.
Sister Kiba. Yeah. Brother.
Amen.
Brother. When I see your hand, Haley. Take it seriously. Okay. Okay, we're going to offer a prayer for all the upraised hands and ask for God to be with those who are here and also those on the radio land. I understood last week in our business meeting that this radio broadcast is going to foreign countries. I didn't know that. So it's probably providing the languages that are spoken in those different countries. God's word is real, and we're going to pray that each and every one that raised their hand, that the Lord would have favor with you and whatever your heart's desire, just bow your head and ask the Lord to grant it unto you. But first of all, you got to get right with the Lord. Family members, people out here, our neighbors. Ain't no sense in turning on TV because this happened right next door to you. Anywhere you walk, you had just left the store, turn around and mass shootings. You need directions in life. Only God can combine that. Only him. So let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer, and then we're going to pray again for all those who are not with us today for speedy recovery, that God would have mercy upon them and your home. Stay there and get good and strong that you can do the work for the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Father God, we truly thank you for this day that you've given us. And again, I thank you, Lord, for the honor and the privilege that we can come before you with such a prayer. And Lord, you see it all, and you've seen all the upraised hands, and we all stand in the need of prayer. And we ask that you just remember them and favor their God and search their hearts. And they want to change. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here today. And raising their hands, the young ones, dear God, be with them. They need our prayers, our children. In the schools, dear Heavenly Father, the teachers and things are teaching them lustful things that they don't need and don't even tell the parents about these kind of things. And there's lies and there's all kind of corruption in this wicked world that we live in today. And Lord, I thank you for salvation. And I thank you, Father, that you would honor the hand raised and the problems, the Heavenly Father, that the heart has spoken out, the Heavenly Father, and an upraising hand. Thank you for the scriptures that went forth today. And take heed to what was spoken. Thank you for the Sunday school class again, the Heavenly Father. And had a chance to break down in the children being here to listen to Heavenly Father. And one day they may be up here after we are departed from this life, dear God. But someone prayed for us, and we are here praying for them and speaking on their behalf. Remember all of our children, our neighbors, dear God, and us. Shield us from the viruses. You created all these things in the and the wonders and signs, dear God, and you spread them all out throughout the world, dear Heavenly Father, for people to see that you're still in charge and can feel it, dear God. Those who have upraised hands, dear Heavenly Father, have problems at home, issues of life. You told us all, dear God, to bring them to you, but you have to be right with you, dear Heavenly Father, in order to receive such a blessing. I thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for me and what you're going to do, and ask that you remember all those, dear Heavenly Father, again in the radio land and our neighbors both far and near, dear God, and remember this day that you've given us all. And we're going to give you the praise and glory and honor in our life. And thank you for the dear brother, dear Heavenly Father, that poured out his heart, dear God, with the scripture reading today and the songs, dear Heavenly Father. And you're with us because your word said, wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there I'll be also. And Lord, I thank you. Thank you for this day, allowing each and every one of us to dress and have a mindset to come. And thank you for your spirit who opened up the church doors this morning and ministered unto us. In Christ's name I do pray. Bless all those again, dear Heavenly Father, under the weather, that they too desire to be here and to worship you in the beauty of holiness. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Let's see. Would anybody like to express themselves? Brother Joseph, you have a visitor? I'm sorry. How many?
Okay. Well, tell them we enjoy having them here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Glad to have you and come back again. Anybody else want to express themselves? Mr. Smith.
Thank the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Good seeing you, Brother Robert, and again, all the children, and Brother Tony, and Brother Reggie, and Sister Melita, you want to ask something you want to say?
Yes, Sister Jenkins did a text, and Pastor Jenkins here. She's a beautiful message from the Lord, truly received my portion. The Lord truly blessed, brother, with a strong message.
Bless the
Amen.
Lord.
Yes. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Okay. Close out.
Well, we have the,
Announcements.
Announcements. Yes. You want to read those? Or? Yeah.
You go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're going to. I'm going to read the announcements for today. Sunday, February the 5th, 2023, meditation. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Psalms 61, 1 through 2, 1 and 2. And we just learned in the message that rock is Jesus, right? Amen. Amen. So see, them when scriptures are read, you have an understanding of them. That's what makes you wise to the scriptures. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to start teaching and preaching again, but it does. It truly does. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord and ceasing to pray for you. This is a command. The Lord wants us to pray for one another. But I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. And speaking of these perilous times, Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything be by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Just listen up for intercessory prayer. See how everyone's feeling come Tuesday. They might still have it or they might cancel, just to make sure everybody gets all the bug out of them before they meet and greet again here, those that are sick. Huh?
You meet people, take an hour if I come out.
Yes. Okay. Yes, yes. Brother Levester said that you may have prayer by phone if you want to take a few more days for healing. Okay. All right. So those that are listening in, we'll keep that in mind. Choir rehearsal next Sunday. So Lord's will, they'll be here for choir rehearsal. For Sunday fellowship dinner, we are planning to start back up our church dinner February the 26th. Will be our first fellowship dinner. The month of the fellowship dinner, we will have the birthday cake at that time, Lord willing. So we used to have a fellowship dinner, and I know some of you know about it, and I know Matthew and London and Haley have been asking about it, so you're here and hearing that we possibly will have it. With Lord's will, we'll have it on the 26th of this month. That'll be the last Sunday of this month, okay? All right. Let's see. Second Wednesday, bring a scripture or testimony to share. Well, we had that on this Wednesday, and we didn't get through a lot of people, so I know there's some, and a lot of them weren't feeling well, so they probably just didn't try it. They just kept their phones on mute and didn't share any scriptures. But Lord's will, this Wednesday, we'll see how the Lord leads us and what is brought. It says Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phones off around 5:30 p.m. and turn back on at 6:30 before service. Please mute your phone. Please pray for Brother Byrene and all bringing scriptures. Okay, truly desire your prayers always. Thank you. Happy birthday blessings this week to Sister Kiva Robertson on the 7th. Amen. God bless you, Sister Kiva. Another birthday. Amen. Amen. And likewise, Minister Renee Jenkins on the 8th. All right. Amen. So you two's birthdays are close together. We won't ask what the ages are. We'll just leave it at that. Amen. Thought for today. Okay. Thought for today, if you stand ready, you won't have to get ready. All right. Amen. If you stand ready, you won't have to get ready. All right. So once you are ready, stand ready. Lord said, all you do, continue to stand. Amen. So stand ready. That way you are not having to get ready. Amen. Thank you. Huh? Stay ready. If you stay ready, okay, I'm saying it wrong. I said stand. If you stay ready, you won't have to get ready. All right. I hear somebody back there correcting me. Yes. If you stay ready, you won't have to get ready. Okay. Uh-huh.
message to the same God, Brother Byron, and the word of truth that you brought with power over today. And thank God for Brother Sylvester faithfully serving my Brother Byron's side. Wonderful service today. True worship in spirit and truth. I truly enjoy. And just know that the message is this beautiful message, Brother Byron, received my portion.
All right. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. All right. So let's send us home.
Well, we had a beautiful lesson. You want to stand and we'll be dismissed. Thank God for the word that went forth today and the comments. That's what we are all here for, to get our portion. I'm going to ask the blessings upon everyone here to bless our going and coming, and that the Lord still would have his hand upon all who are sick, that they truly will recover, and so that they, I know they want to be here. We all stand and be strong in this, the grace of the Lord. So, we'll dismiss with a prayer. Father, we truly thank you again for this day that you've given us. You brought us across the highways, and it's hard to believe that we got up this morning. Now it's over. But Lord, we know that you are with us. You have blessed us with our portion that we may be able to reflect throughout the rest of this day, and even tomorrow on our meditation of what took place this day. But again, we were all here to glorify you and to lift you up. So we ask that you just bless if we go home or wherever we will go, that you will be with us for directions and guidance. And we are not going to cease but to give you the praise and glory and honor in our life that you are so rightfully due. In Christ's name, amen. I pray. Until we meet again, we're going to all say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you.